We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the... What are you these days? That's right.
The director of SEO and social media. Come on.
I couldn't find my script, okay? The director of SEO and social media for Advanced Internet. Too many windows open. Well, see, if we were recording, I would just go back and we'd edit this, but we're not. This is a live show, and I hope everyone's having a great day today. We actually
I'm dialing in live from the Poconos today.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful up here.
I bet. Now, I have to admit, I don't know much about that. That's a mountain range, right?
Yes, it is. It's a mountain range, lots of trees, and actually lots of colorful trees this time of year. It's really beautiful. I'm actually driving up to Syracuse, but I stopped at a rest stop so I could do the radio show.
Awesome. Oh, must be gorgeous. I love that. I wouldn't be able to stop without doing photos, though.
did I see you launch the new photos? Slider photo Facebook page.
No.
Ross Dunn photos.
Ages ago I did, yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Because I noticed the main photo that showed up with this one I took. I'm like, he's promoting photography and using other people's photography.
I give you credit.
All right, good.
Yeah, it's a good one of, I think you took of me when I was looking over the Everglades, right?
Yeah, when you were down for... The conference last year.
Yeah, AFCON, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So I guess we better jump into this a bit here. One thing I wanted to start with was that it took a while, unfortunately, but I think I did a bang-up job. I ended up putting this transcript of Matt Cutt's video. He did a live video on September 21st where he answered 45 minutes of questions. And I tell you, it took a while to do this, but I've got all the questions and the answers written, not in all his words. I mean, I did it my own when necessary. But I also linked each question title directly to that segment of the video, so you can jump right to it and listen to yourself if you want.
So what are some of the better ones that he answered? Which one stood out to you?
Brother, we talked about a lot of them on the show that I think it was just a day or 2 days later. But, you know, he talks about pagination, really just abbreviates that, because obviously that could be a whole thing. You could talk about that forever. He says it's quite complex, but I think it's important that he did bring it up for a lot of the listeners or viewers in this case. He gives a bit of a short explanation on pagination and what it means, how to use the rel equals next and rel equals previous to tie together multiple pages of the same article. So if you have one article that's got many pages, so it's really long, you can tie them all together by using these particular attributes. Now, in this case, if you need to know more about this, I would suggest looking up rel equals next or Google pagination and do some reading. Because like him, it's difficult to describe this without spending a lot of time. For listeners, because some of them don't even bother with this sort of thing.
They should. Go read this.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing is requests for crazy ideas. This is one thing he said. If you have any crazy ideas for how to search with Google that they have not done yet, anyway, he invites you to add your ideas on his blog, on Matt's blog. I think that's mattcutts.com. If you go there to his blog, you'll find, I think it's, unless there's been one added since I was there last, it's only two down. It says, what cool new web search ideas should Google launch in 2012? And you can add anything you'd like. They're open to ideas.
Did you add any?
No.
Yeah. I think I might have to think of one. That could be good. A cool search idea. Maybe we should poll our listeners and have an official submission from SEO 101.
That'd be cool. That'd be very cool. Yeah, if anyone has any ideas, put it down on our Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/SEO101podcast. I'll go and post that just as a question and see if anyone else has anything to add. We'll put it out there, whatever's the best one. If there's a whole bunch of them, well, we'll put them all out there.
Or we could just let them submit directly to Matt and we not steal Matt's thunder.
That's no fun. He's got plenty of thunder. He's got plenty of money,
that's
too,
true.
So whatever.
He's got thunder to spare.
Yes.
Thunder Matt.
It's really easy to find the article I did. I think I kind of lucked out on like the best bit.ly link I could get. That's bit.ly/cuts, C-U-T-T-S, Q-A. So cuts, Q&A.
Nice.
Nice and easy. That'll get you right to the article. And it's, I didn't count how many there are, but there's a lot. And I culminate it with a fantastic photo, in my opinion, of Matt Cutts with, well, I guess I did. I took a snapshot from the video. So there you go.
Okay, you did.
Of Matt Cutts with a Movember mustache.
Okay.
I doctored it. So you get to get an impression, because he promised he's going to do a Movember mustache when he was on the show. So I'm like, oh, there we go. We got to do that now. Got to get that up there. So I think it's he doesn't look too bad. I gave him a nice little one with little twists on the end of the mustache, little handlebars. It's pretty good.
Nice. Okay. Good.
Anyways, it's cool. And he's got a fantastic link. I've got a couple links to some really funny parts of the video near the end where there's some really good stories. One's about porn cookies. Have you heard about porn cookies?
No. Can you tell us the story of porn cookies?
I'll tell you the gist of it. You should read it. Listen to it, though. It's pretty funny. It's pretty long. He was really upset. It's funny how he just came to his wife. He says, tell me how to find porn online or something. It's just ridiculous. But the idea is he's trying to find any kind of result that had porn in it, and he wanted to make sure they were removed. This is back in the early days of Google. And ultimately, he managed to get people to do it because he bribed them with porn cookies. So if they gave something good, and he'd give them a cookie.
Oh, jeez.
I love it. But it's great. Much longer than that. It's a funny listen. And
it's amazing how much of Matt's early career is revolving around porn. It really is.
Well, you're head of the spam team. I bet it is a lot of your work, yeah. You know. In any case, it's good. And just scan it. If you're if you just have a little bit of time, that's what I like about this. Because listen to that video. It was a long time, man. There's a lot to it. And this way you can just scan it and just see if there's any questions there that hit a nerve, and then there's the answer. So hopefully it's helpful to someone. Another thing was really interesting was this is thanks to Danny Sullivan. He was saying that I'm not sure where. Maybe it was a bulletin or someone interviewed Bing, and they said that yes, they do use the keyword meta tag. And of course, everyone, right. Oh man, no one wants to hear that.
Exactly.
We're just finally getting people to get away from it. And
right.
Well, when they did that, he pretty quickly emailed, has contacted Bing and said, well, look, is this really something you're looking at for rankings, or is it something you're looking at for spam? And when I came right down to it, I'll see if I can quote this guy here. It's at the bottom.
That's a really good question to ask, though, if you think about it.
So it's okay. Quote unquote from Danny. It sounds like you're saying that you see a high correlation between crummy pages and people who use the meta keywords tag with garbage. Wasn't mincing words here. So that it's a spam signal, not a ranking signal. If that's the case, then I'd still advise people that you don't use it for ranking purposes, which solves all those really annoying questions about, if you listed all the questions about what, you know, what's the maximum length you should use and how much repetition should there be? And oh boy, have we heard those
exactly enough?
But you might use it as a spam signal and that people simply shouldn't use it. The response he got was, yeah, you're pretty much bang on, Danny. In fact, it's not like we're actively trying to encourage folks to start using the tag. And you're right. The scenario I describe is more of a spam signal, which ultimately leads to rankings. Or not, as this case may be.
or anti-rankings.
Isn't that awesome?
That is great. That was a great question to ask. I'm glad you did, because now I can go back to telling people not to use it. Wonderful. So people, don't use the keyword tags.
Yeah, and postscript, he added this after, he says, after this, the same guy, I guess, is it Forrester? Yeah, Forrester from Bing, sent me this further comment about it if you already use the tag. He says, the main thing people need to keep in mind if they decide to use the tag is to follow the known best practices. Ultimately, it's the overt keyword stuffing that gets noticed and makes us want to look a little closer. If you're willing to stuff pointless keywords in the meta keywords tag, what else might you be inclined to do?
True.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The epitome of the red flag.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, I've got a few other notes and a bit of news, and I'm sure we can find out a few other things to talk about.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit the Internet Marketing Ninjas booth at PubCon 2011 Vegas or visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today. today at BruceClay.com.
Warning! Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Karkut, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we're discussing Bing's keyword meta tag and the fact that, the keyword meta tag, I should say, and the fact that Bing is really, truly not using it to, it's not something you want to use. They're using it more of a spam signal.
And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Google uses it exactly the same way. So technically, if you want to talk about the fact that Bing is using it but not using it for rankings, I wouldn't be surprised if Google is using it for the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think they've even said it. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I mean, they don't even use it, but it's one of those things, if you do use it, watch out. Anyways, don't go for it. Spare yourself the trouble. It certainly is a bit of a pain to write anyway, so take advantage of that. Get out of jail free card. And still see it being used.
More than I'd like. And usually when I see it being used, it's because somebody's CMS automatically creates it. So I'm not seeing the abuse that we used to see where people will stuff keywords as much as I used, you know, as much as we had seen. But what I'm seeing is CMSs who will automatically create or dynamically create metadata, including keywords, based on contents of pages. And sometimes you have to tweak that, tweak their internal, the program or the algorithm that they use internally to create those, but usually they're okay. I haven't seen abuse in a long time.
Thankfully. Yeah, it's so basic that a lot of people don't tend to take advantage of it. Warning! October 13th, Manta 2.5.2 came out.
Was that a Friday? October Friday the 13th?
No, it was actually a Thursday. So there you go. It was Barry Schwartz that posted that. I hate when they do the numbers, but I guess, you know, that's what he's got to bring in the advertisers. They did two minor updates.
Go ahead and say that the entire Google algorithm is now called Panda, so that when they do use Panda updates, updating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love this. Someone does, my pandalized site got hit even worse with the minor update since the changes I made after the last one have not had time to fully filter through Google's results yet. Pandalized.
Pandalized. Wow.
Too much time.
It's interesting, and it's when things like this happen and Google updates, it does make sense to keep track of it. I'm not gonna say don't be aware that things are changing, but if you're doing stuff right, you know, as far as putting out good links and not over optimizing and not trying to beat the system, so to speak, you know, it shouldn't be that big of a deal to you. I just it's one of those things that, for years and years and years, it's always been a contention of mine that the people that scream the loudest about this are usually the people that have the most to worry about because they're doing the strangest things. Mm. So, just my opinion.
My senior SEO, Scott, says he's seen a lot of keyword meta tags these days. Unfortunately, though, they're not spammed, just used. So, that's good. Yeah. Like you said, he hasn't seen it spammed in ages. So, phew.
Yeah, me either.
So we're on the forum right now. So if anyone wants to jump on, you can ask some questions. So we're more than happy to pop them in if we get a chance. But we'll definitely give you some priority because we're just sort of checking out the news and running by the seat of our pants. We don't do that usually. So.
And if anybody's in the Poconos right now, I'm in a rest stop on I-80 about 50 miles north of the New York or south of the New York border. Maybe not that far.
Hey, we're close by. Google earnings. I always find these fascinating. Well, actually kind of sad, but because I don't have nearly any of this. But anyway, its third quarter earnings had revenue of $9.72 billion, up 33% from the year before.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow.
Well, what are they going to buy with all that? But you know, at some point, they're going to make a major acquisition. Like they did the Motorola thing, which was huge. What are they going to do next? Because they're still making, you know, more money than they can count.
Well, to that end, I have another story, which is that did you hear about Hulu deciding they're not going to sell?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, last week they announced, they said, screw this, we're not going to sell. I guess they just got fed up with not getting what they wanted, and that's right. Pretty much what I read anyway. However, the businessinsider.com mentioned today that Google might still buy you Hulu. Apparently, the partners, Providence Equity, who are some of the owners of Hulu, decided that they really want some liquidity. So they're looking at the fact that they may have some kind of a equity transfer between the two companies. So interesting. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. But and I thought this was funny. Of course, Skype, they just closed the deal on Skype, Microsoft it is. Microsoft immediately pulled the installation of the Google toolbar on any Skype install. But it was like there wasn't even a minute break. As soon as they bought it, done.
Wow.
Well, no surprise. It's still funny.
Did they pull it out of the App Store and Apple too? Sure. Well, you know, I was thinking about the Google Hulu thing, and it makes a lot of sense for Google to start looking at major players in social media that are ripe for acquisition because of Google Plus. If you think about Google Plus as a social layer, like we know it is, and not a separate social media site, now, if they did get a hold of Hulu, the most obvious thing for them to do is put Google Plus layered on top of Hulu. And think about if they bought a lot of those medium to large sized social sites, you know, not the gigantic Facebooks and Twitters, but the medium to large ones that have a lot of market share in their space and a lot of people using them. And if you get in there and put that Google layer on top of it with Google Plus, it's going to make Google Plus just the dominant social space to be in, even though it's not a site, it would be a layer. If that's their strategy, it's a pretty good one, I think.
I think Hulu would be a fantastic buy.
I start to
get freaked out for Google at how much they're buying, though. You know, at some point, they really are going to get themselves in trouble. They're buying so much, but I guess they'll just keep going until they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. But one thing that Brasco mentioned here, and that's a good point, is some people may be listening to this on their phone. If that's the case, the chat room link is bit.ly/WMRChat. That's Whiskey Mike Radio Chat. WMR Chat. So check it out and come on in. That'd be great. Now, in terms of what you're just saying there, another question or another thing I put in our notes today was a good point that Rand made, and obviously we've discussed this already, but I just thought it was a nice statement, and that is that it is now the end of search without social. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Social is totally integrated into search, and that's where, I mean, it goes back to the conversation we had the other day about how links. You think about links being so integral to search and what we do that links are no longer the authority driver, or they're not going to be much longer. It's going to turn to social. And less people are creating links. So if you look at the entire linkscape of the internet, it's getting smaller and smaller because less people are creating links because they're sharing things in social instead. And that's just the obvious direction that the engines have to go to stay on top of, you know, who's the authority and how do you assign authority to a page or a site in general. It's going to have to move away from links to social, without a doubt.
It's fascinating. It is really the next iteration of SEO. What I find a little frustrating is SEO has always been a full-time job, as is. But, you know, search engine optimization also requires now keeping up on the social marketplace. I don't know how much time do we have in the day.
Yeah. So I think we should consider changing the name of the show, actually, to SEO and Social 101.
Yeah, no doubt. It's getting there. Maybe a change in the future. But the one thing I should say, if I was thinking critically of what I just said, and if someone asked me or said that same thing to me, my response would be that, yes, there's a lot of going on in the social platforms out there, and the whole growth is off the chart. But really what us SEOs should be focused on are the ones that are established. You don't need to be cutting edge with SEO. You need to be at the places where the search engines have already decided they trust it and they're listening.
Yeah. Excuse me. I think I don't disagree with that. I actually do agree with it. But I think how to figure social in the picture is more about specialties. So we know that in our space, there are link building specialists, there's copywriting specialists, there's architecture specialists, and there should be social specialists. And it's the job of the thought leaders and the strategists to figure out how all those things fit together. But not every SEO has to be, you know, the king of social media, just like not every SEO has to be the king of architecture, you know, analysis or copywriting. You know, there are specific spaces you can make your niche inside of this one you know, industry. And I think that's the way it's going to end up going.
Yeah, so I guess keeping in touch with the latest ones to see if they're going to be more appropriate for certain clients is definitely a good point. And that's why I think that SEO firms are going to have to be very tightly interwoven with their subcontractors that are social media guys, and or if you're big enough, we're getting there, having a full-time social media person just keeping up on things because they need to be. It's so intense, but we use consultants at this point.
Yeah, and you have to be able to fit that social part of the strategy into your products and deliverables too as an SEO, because you know, when you're building a strategy for a client, you can't just do a content link building strategy. There's got to be some social in that strategy for it to make sense. Maybe not as much now as it will be a year from now, but if you need to start that process to understand how it works now.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was actually one of Rand's points was that you should use social as a content testing and research ground. It's a good point. You know, there's a lot of ways to get people to test people on interest about a particular topic by posting a question. You know, go to Twitter and ask them what they think of whether or not pandas should be using numbers anymore, you know, whatever. And then if you get quite a passionate response, write a rant. Because you know it's going to do well.
I just did an internal presentation this week on social media to some of our teams, and had some really, really interesting data about the usage of social media. Kind of blew my mind actually for businesses. 3 out of 4 Americans are using social media. 2 out of 3 people worldwide are using social media. It was 93% of people who use social media. So basically, 3 out of 4 Americans use social media. So 93% of those 3 out of 4 Americans think a business should be in social media. 85% of those same people think they should be in social media and interacting with their customers in social media. So not only is it it's important for us as SEOs, but it's important for businesses in general. So if you're because you know there's going to be people out there pitching them as social media that have no idea how it impacts SEO altogether. So there's a lot of risk involved right now, too, on who claims that space from an industry standpoint. So if you get, you know, there was this whole thing a while back how the PR firms were trying to do reputation management and search, and there was this fight between the SEOs and the PR firms of which one was better at it. The same exact thing is going to happen with the social media firms that are out now that don't really – they're not even looking at it from a search perspective, and the stuff they do is going to impact the businesses from a search perspective, and they're not going to have any clue how or why. So it's really going to be kind of messy.
Well, and that's just it. There's a lot of trailblazing going on right now. People are still inventing how to work with these different companies and bring in these different mindsets and frankly, a lack of words today. Bad habits, good habits, just plain old ways of working and working together in a way that is synergistic. Because right now, We end up with people who are used to having their own backyard by themselves. Now we're sharing it, and it does get messy, and unfortunately, it's a headache. I hate that stuff. There's nothing worse than going into someone's backyard and knowing you're making them upset, but you don't really have a choice. You got to make the client happy.
Yeah. And, of course, if they have a dog, you got to watch where you step, or you can bring your own dog and make them watch where they step. So it can get really interesting.
On that note, let's take a second break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
SES Chicago, fly to the show and come meet the code. The Windy City, Chicago, hiya. Turn your search traffic into gold. Let's go.
Find out why SES is the leading search and social marketing conference and expo. Discover SES for yourself by going to SES Chicago 2011 from the Hyatt Regency in Chicago, November 14th through the 18th. SES Chicago 2011 will feature incredible breakout sessions on SEO, paid search, advertising, plus you can take part in the Online Marketing Summit one-day social media summit on Monday, November 14th. SES Chicago 2011, November 14th through 18th at the Hyatt Regency in Chicago. Log on to searchenginestrategies.com and register today.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try My SEO Tool risk-free today. Go to myseotool.com, myseotool.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Keep your headphones handy and the feed loaded. We never stop, do you?
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were talking about backyards and, well, nasty things that dogs leave. don't go there. Unless you've listened to it, it's no point. but then again, if you're coming in at this point, you got to rewind anyway because there's lots you missed. Of course. So we wanted to tie up this show today by talking about Buzz. Google Buzz is now no longer, or at least will be no longer in, what, a week, 2 weeks? I can't even remember.
I think they said within a couple weeks, they said, yeah.
Yeah. So as John correctly noted, you've got to make sure that you remove those badges off your site and such because they'll be dead. There'll be no links there unless Google's smart enough to redirect them, which they should.
So we knew that the Buzz was being reworked. They used they stopped Buzz, they stopped Wave, and I think part of the code from both of them were put together to help build Plus. You know, so it's interesting that they've waited this long to me to kill Buzz because Buzzkill. but because they've already launched Google Plus. So it was just kind of odd that wasn't done a month or two ago, actually.
It is weird, isn't it?
You mentioned earlier in the show, you mentioned the third quarter earnings. Did you hear the quote from Larry Page about Google Plus from that same meeting?
No.
someone was asking him about Google Plus and how it works and, you know, how it competes with the rest. And this is a great close. He basically said, so far we've launched Plus. Now we're about to launch the Google part. So it's like they've just been testing the Plus part, and now they're going to integrate it into everything they do. They're getting ready to roll it out. We knew it was coming. We talked about it being a layer, but Google Plus is really the next step for them, is to start layering it on everything they do. And it'll start happening soon, I believe.
Well, I'm excited about that. I want to see how it implements. I can't wait for it to start having an effect on rankings. It's a bit of a puzzle, Google Plus. I mean, I've got a lot of followers, and when I think I post something that's of a real interest, I'm trying to be a little more tricky with it. It's still tough to get seen because unless someone goes and actually clicks on your profile, sort of like Facebook, if you post it, it's in the stream, but then it's gone. So they're not going to see what you posted. So you got to be posting a lot.
Yep, and you have to post all the time.
Yeah,
and if you do, it can have a huge impact on your traffic. I mean, there's a lot of people that have said, the big people that post like, you know, 10 things an hour, they get huge amounts of traffic from it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but this is the time to make the money off it. It's new. It's fresh. People are jumping in. People don't understand yet what they can and can't do. The spammers are there, but they're not as bad yet, and Google's apparently doing an okay job at keeping on top of it. Although I'm sure there's a few arguments out there on that one. There's a lot of bots, apparently. But
I haven't seen much problem with spam at Google Plus yet. And maybe it's just because I'm not on it as much as I should be. But
well, I haven't seen them in timelines. I think it's the people who are really popular, who like guys like Scoble, who try to follow back everyone. They're getting the worst. You know, they're really getting it. It's a pretty awesome platform. I just can't fathom having the time to spend on it. It's one of those things I would love to have bought stock in this or that, but just didn't have the money. I knew it would do well. It's like Google Play. If, you know, I'm sure it'll do well. I just don't have the time.
I can't invest in it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But did you know that, you know, the Google's PageSpeed service they launched in July?
Yeah.
They actually launched a service which, at this point, it's like a CDN, a content delivery network, which will speed up your site. Or essentially, they take your content and they redeliver it. Well, that's going to be for a fee at some point, but no one knows just how much it'll be. They haven't given you any indication. They say it's going to be competitive, but that's it. Well, on Search Roundtable, they search seroundtable.com. Thanks, Barry, for a great resource. Barry Schwartz runs it. They did a bit of a poll, and it turns out that of the people who responded, 47% will try Google's PageSpeed service and 30% won't. Interesting. It's higher than I thought.
Which side do you fall on? Would you try it?
I'd have to know the pricing, because right now I'm pretty happy with where I am. I'm with Max CDN right now, and they're doing a good job. So, I the only thing I don't like about Google is they're turning off Google Desktop. They're turning off. They're even talking about removing iGoogle. All these things. That's not true. That was Danny just discussing that. But you know, they're removing a whole lot of stuff right now that a lot of people got used to. Desktop for me, Google Desktop's. I love it. It's critical. In fact, I use it to find files I can't find, and it's faster than anything I've seen. No, they're just going to remove it. So what are they? Who says they're not going to do that with this? I know it's unlikely, but I still think it's crazy. Like, Google Desktop seems like a really good service. Why would they remove it? It's just death.
I don't know.
In any case,
why would they give it away? That's a great service too. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Well, that's adoption. At least, you know, with Google Desktop, it helps you find content. If you do that on your desktop, doesn't that make you want to do it online too? It does for me.
I don't know. I've never used desktop, so I never got into the habit of using it. So I can't answer that.
It's awesome. You just press Control, double click it on your keyboard, and a Google search box comes up, and it gives you either search online or search desktop. When you search desktop, it looks at everything on your computer that it's already categorized. And it even searches within the documents. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
If you ever have a hard time finding something, it's a wonderful thing to have as a backup. In any case, if anyone hasn't heard of it and goes, oh, hey, cool, don't bother. It's not going to be around.
Too late.
Unfortunately, I've used it for years, but no, they're going to leave me in the dust. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, thanks for joining us today. If you'd like to contact us, my email address is ross@stepforth.com. That's STEPFORTH.com. And you can reach John on Twitter.
John Carcutt.
Perfect. And that's CARCUTT for his last name there. Have a great one, everyone.
Google Plus there, too, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I'm on Google Plus as well, as you've heard. And remember to join us next week at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for the next episode of SEO 101.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Welcome to Parent Teacher Night. Oh, yes, Miss Garner.
If you have one of those airline credit cards, you're probably not earning double miles on every purchase.
You're right. My card only gets extra miles on some types of purchases.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles everywhere.
Wait, but where can we use them?
You can use Capital One Venture Miles on any travel purchase.
Venture gets an A+.
Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.